We are
Chicago Sunroof.
And this is 95.3 Bell Rig FM.
Locked all the doors, shut all the blinds, keep a gun under your bed, knife in your boot, and a voice in your head drives you around the bend. Think the world's about to end.
Welcome to Live Lounge with Bailrig FM and LA1 TV. Tonight we've got Chicago Sunroof. How are you all doing?
Great, thanks. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, so for people who are watching and listening, I'll let you sort of all introduce yourselves quickly.
Should I go first?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm Alex. I'm the lead singer, lead guitarist of Chicago Sunroof.
I'm Jasper. I'm the rhythm guitarist of Chicago Sunroof.
I'm Nathan, and I'm the bassist of Chicago Sunroof.
I'm Logan, I'm the drummer, and sometimes
keyboard player of Chicago Sunroof.
He's a liar of Chicago Sunroof.
I play keyboard.
Part-time keyboard player.
Somewhat.
Brilliant. So I know you did a gig quite recently, just earlier this week, right? How was that?
Yeah, it was great. So we played at the pub. It was a gig for RockSox, so the Lancaster University Rock Music Society, on Monday, and it was actually a charity gig.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was for, is it Young Lives Against Cancer
or
something?
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, it was great. We played with Greenhouse, who were another student band here, and yeah, they were fantastic.
Shout out to them, they're great.
Yep, shout out Greenhouse.
No, it's nice to play gigs where sort of people appreciate the music, I think.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, but it was so loud.
It was very loud. I was quite deaf afterwards.
Yeah.
I still haven't recovered.
Oh, well, I mean, you're going to be feeling great after being in this room with the drum kit for an hour, because it's
the
loud.
Headphones do help.
It's a good kit. Yeah, definitely.
I've got to help you.
So when you do have a gig, what are sort of the ways that you prepare as a band, but also individually? Do you have any sort of rituals, anything to calm your nerves?
Obviously, we practice a lot before gigs, unless we've got like lots of deadlines.
Maybe too much. We practice maybe a bit too much.
A bit too much. I mean, we tend to do like quite long practice sessions. I think in terms of like rituals, I don't have like a particular ritual, but I mean, Logan, you've got a particular.
I do. For a long time, I used to have to eat a steak before I did a gig. Recently, started it again on Monday before RockSox.
Yeah. I mean, that feels like maybe an expensive ritual.
No, it's not too bad. Cheapest Aldi steak, it's still quite nice. Actually.
Right, okay.
We don't play often enough for it to be expensive.
True, very true.
Yeah, whenever we get paid, that all just goes to Logan's steak.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
I don't think I have any rituals per se. Do you?
Mine's not practicing my instrument.
Why would you?
Don't need it.
Just wing it.
Bass players don't need it.
Too good, too good.
You do need it, mate. You do.
What's your favourite gig that you've played, besides this one, obviously?
I know what mine is. Before Jasper joined the band.
I unfortunately would have to say that probably is. Well, I think, I mean, the one we played just on Monday, I think, was actually
It was brilliant.
Yeah,
definitely. But I was free in agreement. It was the Summer Ball.
Yeah, I think that
was a brilliant gig.
Sorry,
yeah.
Jasper.
No, all right. I mean, like, yeah, for me, it would be the first RockSox one we did.
Yeah, that was really good,
That one was very good. I mean, RockSox is just generally a great time, so...
Yeah. We played that was about, a year ago?
A year ago, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like there's always a really good atmosphere. I haven't been, but I've seen clips of when RockSox have those gigs on, and they always look like everybody's really into it. Everyone's having a great time. And the Summer Ball as well. I was at that performance. That was really good.
Oh yeah, no. That was just. It's nice. Like, we don't get to play on really big stages that often. I think that's like one of two times we've managed to play on a stage that big. It's great. You have like lots of room to run around, which is really fun. That was a really.
I don't get a chance to run around very much.
You have to sort of stay.
I'm sometimes glued to the seat, actually.
We need to get you like a chair with wheels on it.
Just put my whole kit on like wheels. I can just go
get like
about.
A big trolley or something.
Exactly.
Then I can tie you to me and I'll just run around.
No, don't. I'd rather not you, someone else.
So talk me through your set list tonight, the song you've just played and then the other songs you have. I know you've got a few covers tonight.
Yeah, so the song we just played is called Peace of Mind. That's an original of ours. And it's a song that I wrote just over like a year and a half ago. That's kind of, I think, been in our set list for like a long time. It sort of depends a bit on the gigs we play as to whether we play originals or not. Then what else have we got? We've got a few covers. So we've got a Radiohead cover. What else? Queens of the Stone Age. That sort of thing is kind of the bands we're trying to emulate.
Yeah, we try and pick the covers to kind of... reciprocate what we're trying to sound like ourselves.
Yeah. Good. So, and what song have you got up next?
Up next is The Bends by Radiohead.
Brilliant. Well, take it away.
Yeah. coming out, oh, and where are you now? When I need you, alone on an airplane, falling asleep against the window pane, but I'll figure. I need to wash myself again to hide all the dirt and the pain, cause I'd be scared. Nothing I need. Who are my real friends? Have they all got the bends? Am I really sinking this low? Baby's got the bends, I know. We don't have any real friends. No, no, no. On the ball and the drip feed on, talking to my girlfriend, waiting for something to happen. I wish it was the 60s, I wish you could be happy. I wish that something would happen. Where do we go from here? The planet's a gunboat in a sea of fear. And where are you? Rotten CIA, the tanks and the whole marine. Blow me away, to blow me the sky. Baby's got the bends. We don't have any real friends. Just lying in the bottom of your feet on, talking to my girlfriend, waiting for something to happen. I wish it was the 60s, I wish you could be happy. I wish this summer would.
That was good.
Classic bit of Radiohead. I love that. So, obviously, you're fans of Radiohead then. little hint there. Something gave it away, what can I say? But what other sort of music influences do you have that you sort of draw from?
Do you want us to go around as a band?
Yeah, we can do individually, but then also overall.
I suppose what I have said already, but Radiohead... Well, in terms of songwriting, at least, Radiohead, Pixies as well.
Alice in Chains.
Nice. I guess in terms of my guitar style, I'm more kind of like classic rock, like Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, that sort of thing. Mm. Jasper, do you want to go next?
Yeah, for me, it's Queens of the Stone Age, and probably only Queens of the Stone Age. I love Queens of the Stone Age. A bit too much. I think I was like the top 10,000 listeners globally for them is quite a scary statistic. But yeah, from like a songwriting perspective, I like the lyricism from that band, and I like the interesting rhythm in the guitars in that band as well. So from when I write riffs and stuff, it usually stems from something Queensy. So yeah.
Music influences for me would definitely be like Ringo Starr, John Bonham, classic kind of rock drummers. But I'd say recently like...
Ulrich.
Definitely not. recently, I've been listening to a lot of Tool, and Danny Carey from that band is incredible. One of the best drummers still alive.
I like a lot of Tool, but I don't know. A lot of my music influences don't really show because we play a lot of heavy stuff, but I listen to a lot of like happy, nice stuff. I like Flea, probably like a lot of the cool stuff I try to do tries to emulate Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But like bass wise, I like a lot of like like Stevie Wonder. He has great bass lines.
Steely Dan.
Oh, I love Steely Dan. I'm a freak for Steely Dan. I just love dad music, basically.
Yeah, dad rock.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, you sort of touched slightly on my next question there, which is going to be about, do you have any music that you really love but you wouldn't bring to the band, whether like if it doesn't fit the genre or you don't have the instruments?
I'd say we play sort of the kind of music that I like, but there's definitely songs where like we can't really do it because of the arrangement. Like I'd love to play like some Santana, but we don't really, you know, we need like a keyboard player, a whole like percussion section as well. Also, we were talking about this earlier, and sort of saying if I could sing like Robert Plant, we'd probably be a Led Zeppelin tribute band instead of here.
And we'd make a lot of money as well doing it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I wouldn't mind doing some disco, honestly, but you know, quite difficult.
I fully support this.
I really don't.
I can't really do funk like guitar, but I do like disco. It's a good, it's just a good time.
Just start listening to like Nile Rodgers, and then you'll get it instantly.
Yeah, it's like one riff, you'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Just the same riff over and over.
It kind of is.
but it's good. It's funky.
I mean, it's great. I love it.
That's why they call it funk.
Really?
Yeah, I'd love to do that, but I'm not allowed.
Oh, bassist in the corner. Not allowed to choose the music.
It's the first time we've let him out of his cage, actually.
Yeah, it's the first time we've given a microphone as well.
I know, yeah, we were saying earlier, you're all able to speak this time. You've all got your microphones.
I don't think I restrict any of you from talking if you want to.
No, you do. You do.
Do I?
Yeah. There's like a ruler in this band. A vicious ruler.
Yeah.
A tyrant.
Sort of the top dog. Right, so speaking of sort of your vibe as a band, how did you all meet originally?
It's easy to tell in like parts, I guess. So I mean, basically Nathan
In chronological order, I suppose.
Chronological order.
So these two met.
I
met Nathan in like first year, and we were sort of in a band for like about a term that didn't really work out. And then I still kind of wanted to be in a band, so we kept jamming, and he eventually brought Logan because he knew him because they both do chemistry. And then that kind of, we were a three piece for quite a while, for most of our first year. And then in second year, we added Jasper. And Jasper and Nathan, you've known each other for forever, haven't you?
Yeah, since probably the very start of everything, yeah.
Start of the universe.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he just asked me one day. I secretly wanted to be in the band for ages, and then I just got a message from him. He's like, you're in. I was like,
Little do you know, we had a massive conversation about it before.
Yeah, I was fully supporting you. These guys
yeah, we were like, we're not sure if he's the right guy.
Weighing up like the pros and cons, deciding.
But yeah,
pros, he can play guitar.
Pros, kind of.
So then, once you did sort of come together, form the band, did you straight away settle on this kind of a genre and the music you play now, or was there some trial and error?
I mean, we kind of started off just, I think like most bands do, or at least maybe amateur bands, as a cover band. Mm. And I think from that, it kind of, the conditions were basically, what music do we like and what can I sing? Because I had never really sung live before. So we did, I mean, our first like cover set was sort of, there's like Red Hot Chili Peppers, some Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix, yeah. Pixies.
Yeah, there was Pixies in there. And then, yeah, kind of as we started, like, I think it was kind of when we got Jasper, we sort of started to focus a bit more on, like, writing originals. I'd written a couple of things, like, over the summer, and then we kind of, like, zoned in a bit more on, like, a genre. So I think we sort of said, like, we wanted to sound a bit like Queens of the Stone Age, kind of grunge-esque sort of thing, because it kind of fits, like, music that we all sort of like.
Yeah, it's sort of a crossover of all of our sort of music tastes.
Yeah, well, that's good. It's a nice way of bringing sort of all of your tastes together.
Yeah, but we still fight all the time.
All the time.
Oh, and Alex always gets the last say, of course.
Yeah,
because
of course.
He's
a
top dog.
Because he's a tyrant.
His vote counts as three.
All right, so what song have you got next for us then?
So next up is another original of ours. This is called Nowhere.
Thank you. From Lancaster, this is 95.3 Balerig FM.
Very nice. I liked that one a lot. That was good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Big fan.
What is that actually about, Alex? Because I don't even know.
It's about getting lost while driving.
You know that, don't you?
I think Nathan knows that better than I do.
True, true. He's not a terrible driver.
You get lost often.
No, I'm a great driver. Now I've got a mic, I can defend myself. Great.
You'll finally speak up.
Yeah.
Right, so I've got a little game section now. So you all know this first game we're going to play because I've made you write down the fun facts for it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read one of your fun facts, and between the four of you, you're going to have to try and guess, figure out who it is. And whoever it is probably going to have to try and accuse somebody else so they don't get found out. So the first one, I have shaken King Charles's hand.
That's you, isn't it?
Absolutely is,
that
Logan.
Is you.
He told
That's
me
you.
This.
That's you.
Don't gaslight me. I know I'm
you.
Right.
I'm pretty sure it's Logan.
It's
as well.
definitely
I remember
Logan.
Him
Damn.
Vaguely.
I'm not a very interesting person. That's probably the best fun facts I have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fun fact and everyone knew it.
I know, yeah.
It's kind of fun.
That's poor.
Isn't it? How did that happen? How did that come about?
So he visited Lancaster Castle, and I was just sort of bored and wanted to just see the king because I know, like, I don't know, just wanted to go and see him, and he came like right up to where we were standing, and I shook his hand.
Wow, That is a fun fact.
He just like said hello, really. He was speaking to like everyone around us, really.
He said, "Are you the drummer from Chicago Summer?"
That would have been incredible. Oh my
Imagine.
God.
Yeah, maybe we should play on the roof of Buckingham Palace.
It's kind of stealing though, isn't it?
Yeah,
Brian May
bit.
Did it first. Well, probably not first, I don't know.
All right, next fact. I used to be able to play the violin.
That's got to be you, man.
I think it's probably...
All of these, you've just told me. These are just things I know.
I didn't think you would have remembered it. I mean, I used to be able to play.
My mind's like a lockbox, man. I know.
Is it?
Yeah, okay, I know. Okay.
Can I try and claim that? Because I used to also play violin in school.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
I don't believe you.
I actually did. But it's Alex.
Alex. It is me. No, I got very bored during COVID. And I spent like about... 3 months maybe trying to learn how to play it, and I got it sounding decent, but it is I gave up in the end because it's just so difficult to play.
Yeah.
It, even just to get like a good sound out of it.
Mm-hmm. The difference between me and you is that I learned it in like year three and probably sounded terrible.
That's the thing with violin though, isn't it? Like, I think if you don't start learning really young, it's difficult to get good at it because it's such a complicated instrument.
Yeah, that's very true. There's no fretboard, so that's the nice thing about playing guitar is it's kind of...
Yeah.
Easy.
You know, yeah, you know where you're at.
All right, final little fun fact. I've been bitten by 4 different animals.
That's got to be you.
I know one of them. A penguin.
You've been bitten by a penguin.
What?
Guys, I think it's Jasper.
What are the other three?
So penguin's one.
Dog.
Okay. Hamster and human.
Are we going to get into like a philosophical debate whether a human is an animal then?
Was it our flatmate? Our flatmate.
Definitely Ruben. It was.
No, me and my brother used to fight a lot.
Right.
He was an animal
Classic.
Then, I'll tell you.
Yeah. To be fair, a young child, I think. Yeah, that counts, honestly. Yeah.
More feral.
All right. My other little game that I've got is just some quickfire questions. So we'll sort of go around in order and just sort of answer as quick as you can. So, what is your current favourite song?
Quick.
It's got a quick. I Sat by the Ocean by Queens of the Stone Age.
Suture Up Your Future by Queens of the Stone Age.
Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except Me and My Monkey by the Beatles.
Do I Do by Stevie Wonder.
Nice. Okay. Who out of the band is most likely to be late?
Surely Nathan.
No,
I think it's who was late today?
Yeah,
me. Who Logan, was late on Monday?
Logan.
Me.
That's true.
It's Logan.
It is probably me.
All right.
I don't live with these guys though, so.
Oh, you've got an excuse.
Exactly.
What is your go-to hot drink?
Latte, probably, or hot chocolate.
I am quite a fan of a hot chocolate. Yeah, I'm partial to it.
Just any coffee.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Yeah. Latte, flat white. Anything really.
It's all the same. It just tastes like something.
What do you think is the best bus route in Lancaster?
The one that gets me there fastest without getting stuck in traffic.
I am extremely opinionated on buses, and I know for a fact the best bus route is the 4.
Yes.
I hate it.
You get it.
It does like a whole circuit. The 1A.
I live near.
Yeah,
the Park
sense.
Hotel.
Yeah,
so
but they're always tiny, and I hate them.
I love little buses,
I love
though.
The
they're fun.
I love the 4 because it goes past those streets with the really pretty names, you know, like Hazelwood Gardens and stuff.
Yeah.
Obsessed with that. I can't believe I've turned this into a way to talk about the number 4. Okay, final question. One word answer. Quick as you can. What is the meaning of life?
42.
That's 2 words.
Fun.
Nice.
Happiness.
Love.
Aww. Aww. That was really cute. I was expecting like something deep and philosophical, but that is deep and philosophical in a way, but in a very nice way. And 42, which was a good good reference.
It's not even a word actually, it's just
a number.
Yeah.
That wasn't the question, Alex.
Yeah.
42
get
word.
A better,
it's like
a
it's a hyphenated
two,
word.
Two words. That's true.
So you're even more wrong.
All right, what song have you got up next? I believe it's another cover.
Yes, up next is God Is in the Radio by Queens of the Stone Age. Mm-hmm.
Listen to more Queens of the Stone Age because I enjoyed that a lot, and I mean you're all clearly very into them, so
it's all right.
Yeah, no, that was really good. So final little interview segment, I'm gonna ask first of all about your songwriting process and how that usually goes between the four of you.
So for the three completed originals that we've written, basically I wrote two of them essentially like entirely. So I mean, I wrote like the lyrics and the
not
guitar
the
parts.
Drums
except the drums. I didn't write the drums
or the bass,
kind of general structure. I wrote something like on my own and then brought it to the guys and we kind of worked on it a bit, so sometimes it would like change from when I'd written it to sort of how we play it live. We might add sections or like kind of shorten it. I think like Nowhere originally might have had three verses or something. We kind of cut it down.
Yeah, I think it did, yeah.
And then for the third original, which I think is the one we're about to play, actually, that was mostly Jasper's creation. I mean, you wrote sort of the like guitar parts and stuff, and we wrote the lyrics together, right?
Yeah, I wrote like the guitar stuff several months before I was in the band.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, you'll find the bridge riff. I wrote that, and that used to be the intro, and now it's entirely different. Mm. I don't know. The process is, like, sometimes you'll just be messing around, and then you can find, like, some sort of hook, and you kind of see, like, which way you can take it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
We have written many instrumental things that need lyrics, basically.
Yeah, maybe, like, 150 ideas.
Yeah.
Three completed.
Streamlining.
50 untitled gems.
More than 50, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, well, one day. So, do you have a favourite song on your set list? It can be one of your covers or one of your originals.
I think, I always love playing the Radiohead covers, I think. Out of our originals, I mean, I'd say my favourite's probably Peace of Mind, but maybe I'm biased.
I want to say One, because I kind of wrote it, but also Nowhere, because, like, it's just good. I don't know, there's some, like, the bass line is really good, and even though I'm not playing the bass line...
I just
like the song.
Mm. Me too.
I think One is probably my favourite of our originals. Although some of the ones that aren't finished, like Amalgam. That might be my favourite 11-minute long.
You're sort of going for like a Pink Floyd sounding thing, aren't we?
It is just ripping them off entirely, actually.
Oh, well, you've got your inspiration.
Yeah, I think I like One a lot, but... my favorite song changes because I love a song and then we'll play it like 10 times.
Like, yeah.
There's one Pixies song. So we used to play Here Comes Your Man. And I think that was in the first set list
we ever
played live. And it's been in like every set list since then. I mean, we took it out a while ago, but like it was in, we played it at a lot of gigs. And I still quite like the song, but I know
so
you
do
guys
I.
Like
No. I'd still play it. I love that song.
I wouldn't.
I could not pick this instrument up for 50 years and pick it back up again after that much time and still know the song.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
It's like muscle memory at this point.
I'm
positive. You don't know it when we play gigs.
It gets to a point sometimes. You rehearse it so much, it's just it's just a part of you at that point. I've had that happen to me as well. So now I want to talk a bit about the future of you as a band. Do you have anything coming up? Any gigs? Any music?
We're planning to hopefully release some music. I want to say in 2 months. We've got some of the originals recorded, and we're just kind of trying to basically get them mixed. We've kind of done most of it ourselves. We're sort of like exploring a few different options for getting someone else to mix, or if we're going to do it ourselves in the end. I want to say we'll have definitely at least a single out in like a couple of months. I'd like to record the rest of the stuff and maybe like try and add a few more originals.
Yeah, I think we're going to go for like the single and then maybe like an EP or something like that.
Very exciting.
In terms of live performances, I mean, we've got
the Grisdale thing.
Up.
Mainly the cover gigs, though, cover, really. Yeah.
Cover gigs. It's sort of a. I think we're all quite busy.
Yeah.
That's just. Uni's quite hard for some reason. What the hell?
Yeah. I know, yeah.
Crazy. I can't believe they would do that. Why would they make a degree difficult? How dare they? Oh, well, it has been lovely hearing you perform tonight and being able to interview you, so thank you very much. I hope you've
Thank you for having us, yeah.
All right, thanks.
Do we have time for one more after this?
Oh, my God, yeah, sorry. I just went on full autopilot there. I was like, oh, this is the end of my interview section. We're done now. No, you've got time for two more, actually, if you want to do that extra one as well.
This is an original. It's called Worn.
Got me on my knees again. I think of all the pieces of making island. I might even raise a little sound. Yeah, cause I'm a Buddha child. Lord knows I'm a Buddha child, yeah. Don't be late, cause I'm a Buddha child.